Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to NXT with Najee, a part of the Whip Show. You know, Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast. This is episode 16, man. I know it's been a little bit, it's been a few weeks, but hey, I'm back. As you can see, I'm in a brand new setup. I have moved. Same city, different location. Life's interesting. I'm a couple weeks away from getting ready to leave for Pennsylvania to help out some kids at a summer camp. I'm really excited for that. First time in a couple years. So, you know, getting ready to give back. But enough of that. So, last time we talked, it was Spring Break Night 1. Spring Break Night 2 was awesome. It was amazing. I saw Lola Vice pick up the win against Natalya in the NXT Underground match, which is really, really good. I suggest you guys go check that out. That was the first ever women's NXT Underground match. I really, really hope we get another one in the future, but please, please, please go check that match out, you guys. Followed by another week of great matches, but most importantly, a hilarious segment from the Supernova Sessions. Featuring Mr. Trick Willy Wonka himself. Hilarious nickname. Wild nickname, but hilarious nickname. But we're going to move on to this week, which was the May 14th episode in 2024 of NXT. Now, this was a fun time. I was sitting front and center. You could see me just having a blast and a half. It was a double taping. But like I've done in the past, I will not discuss anything that will spoil anything. We're just going to cover what you guys saw this week on Tuesday. Or for those of you who haven't watched, hopefully this will give you a good insight on what happened. We're not going to do the promos, those segments. We're not going to do those. We'll let those shine on their own. But we're going to move into this first match, which is the tournament match for the NXT Women's North American title. First match is Sol Ruka versus Izzy Dame. Now, we got Sol, who's been on fire. We got Izzy, who's been on fire. Went to a house show recently. Shout out to my boy BJ Ray, Sexy BJ Ray. We saw him debut this last week, Friday in Lakeland. Awesome. Love that kid. But the reason why I bring that up is because Izzy wrestled. Izzy had a good match. They lost, but Izzy chased some folks around. Izzy was hot. Izzy was heated. But then later on during the night, during a completely different match, Izzy came right back out to provoke some more people. And I feel like Izzy is just out for blood right now. Izzy is on fire. Izzy is really trying to find her way now that Kiana is gone. But it seems like the whole entire crowd is really, really, really behind Sol Ruka and her return. It's just been fantastic. Sol Ruka gets the win here. With an out-of-nowhere soul snatcher in the corner. And if you can actually see my face in the bottom corner of that video, I was shook. I was very surprised that it happened. It was very abrupt. But good on Soul. She was a number one seed coming in to the tournament after the combine that they had last week. So, yeah, Sol Ruka gets the win. Good job. Congratulations. Moving on. We got OTM with Miss Parker versus Idris Enofe and Malik Blade with Brinley Reese in their corner. Now, Enofe and Malik look amazing. They hit their normal high-hitting, high-flying moves. Their timing is fantastic. Their chemistry is fantastic. Their crowd work is fantastic. And OTM, hard-hitting as ever, they seem to actually be doing their best work that I've seen them do since I've been attending NXT. But the real show in this match was what was happening outside the ring between Jada Parker and Brinley Reese. A lot of smack talking going on. At one point in time, Jada took off her weave. Jada was done with it. Jada took off her weave. Jada took off her earrings. And they got to go and they got to fight. And the next thing you know, the ref kind of tried to kick them out. But while the ref was kicking them out, OTM with a roll up, they get the win. OTM gets the win and walks away and beats Idris and Malik. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm really looking forward to see what happens with this Jada Parker Brinley Reese situation. They're both powerhouses. A match with them would be fantastic. So who knows? Maybe we'll get it next week. Now, Moving on, next match is going to be our next tournament match between Ivy Nile and Lash Legend. Now, having Ivy back at NXT was fantastic. I got to interview Ivy back at the Royal Rumble. She mentioned how she missed walking out to the crowd singing her song. The, ooh, we gonna beat that. Yeah, that part. But she loves that. She misses that. She was nothing but smiles, as you can see, with her walking out of the ring. Having that energy back in her life was fantastic. We're happy you moved on. We would love to have you back, but we know you're good. You're doing your own thing. But Lash Legend, crowd favorite. We love Lash. Lash is one of our favorite wrestlers, period, male or female, on that roster right now. She definitely showed everybody, which we've already seen before, but for those who didn't know, that she can hang with Ivy. She's just as strong, if not stronger, than Ivy. I would probably say she's probably stronger than Ivy at this point. But yeah. With a little distraction from Jakara, Lash Legend walks away with the win. Congratulations, Lash. Moving on for that NXT North American Women's Championship. It's a great tournament so far, yo. I cannot lie. And there's so many more great matches to come. Battlegrounds right around the corner. Pumped. Super pumped. Now, next, I have to bring up a backstage segment that did happen earlier, even though I said I won't talk about it. Earlier, it was very similar to the Trick Williams situation. They found Noam Dar hurt, curled up in a corner, and now he is unable to face Javon Evans. So Aura comes in and takes his place and now faces Javon. Now, seeing Aura wrestle is amazing. I love watching that man wrestle. He's fantastic. I know a lot of people do recognize his work for the indies before he got to WWE. A lot of the stuff he was doing years before. But man, we don't get to see him wrestle enough. And I hope that we do get to see this more often, because that man can go. Can go. He has the full package. Everything that you want, he has it. But that man, Javon Evans, right now is unstoppable. That boy is bouncy. You can't stop him. And believe it or not, Trick Williams came out and sat in Javon's corner, rooted for him the whole entire time, gave him a lot of love. I would say that that's somewhat of an endorsement from our current NXT champion. So with that happening, confidence through the roof. Javon Evans gets the win. So we'll see what happens now that, you know, we got a little bit of a, I don't want to say like alliance with Trick and Javon, but it's kind of looking that way. So maybe we'll get to see him tag together soon. Who knows? Maybe we will. Hopefully Noam's all right, though. Hopefully it wasn't Oro. That's what I'm worried about. I don't want it to be Oro, because I love those two together, and it would break my heart to see Oro hurt Noam or be the way, you know, just be the one who did that behind his back. But then again, we do need to get more Oro, and that's the way to do it. Make him a super heel. He's already a heel. Make him a super heel. But yeah, Javon Evans gets a win. Congratulations, my guy. So now we're going to move on to the next match, which is the OC, Too Sweet, versus Ridge Holland and Riley Osborne. Now for me, I'm still a little confused as to why the OC is still there, if they're still trying to get the tag team titles, because they keep making it seem like that. But I thought that they got drafted in this past draft. So kind of seems like it's breaking that brand split rule already, but whatever. Love having the legends there. Love being able to go ooh, ooh, every single week. But yeah, it seems like Ridge is trying to join Chase U, and this combination of him and Riley Osborne is very interesting to me. Very hard hitting match, also high flying due to Riley Osborne being in it. But I think the lack of chemistry between those two was supposed to be the point of it. And that's how the OC ends up winning with yet another roll-up. It's been quite the roll-up night here tonight for NXT. Now, breaking my rule twice in one episode. Another backstage segment led to a match. Now, we know there's been a lot of heat with Petrovic and Lola Vice, Shayna Baszler, Natalya, that whole entire group. They all get to brawling backstage, and Carly Bright gets hit in the crossfire by Lola, and that kind of stems into Carly asking for a match later on in the night. If you don't know who Carly Bright is, she has been wrestling on Level Up a lot the past couple of months. Fantastic talent. She's been really, really helping a lot of the other new talent out as well. But this is a match that we got kind of out of nowhere. She must have got told to turn it up a notch, because the times that I've seen her wrestle, Carly, she's been good, but man, she hasn't looked as good as she did, you know, on Tuesday. So they must have told her to step it up a notch or ramp it up or kick it up to high gear, because she looked fantastic and really held her own against Lola Vice. And in my mind, Lola's probably going to be our next NXT Women's Champion as soon as this feud with, you know, Carmen ends. That's what I think would probably happen. It only makes sense after you get to work with a legend like Natalya to get pushed up to that match. But yeah, just like many others, Carly couldn't dodge that spinning back fist from Lola, and Lola walks away with the win. After the match, another brawl with Carmen happens, and it looks like we might get the tag match next week that we've been kind of waiting for, which is Shayna and Lola against Natalya and Carmen. So I think we're finally going to get that next week. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see how that saga moves forward. Now, our main event is Tony D'Angelo versus Charlie Dempsey for the Heritage Cup. Difference here is that usually it's a no quarter catch crew. This time, just Charlie. Charlie is all alone in his Charlie Chocolate Factory. I knew that joke was bad. That's why I stuttered when I tried to say it. So forgive me. But after last week's beatdown of Kemp and Bourne, they're nowhere to be found. He has to come out all by himself and defend that cup. And he's going to do everything he can. And he definitely puts up a great, great, great fight. Now, round one goes to Tony. Guess what? Via roll-up. Once again. Round two goes the distance, which was nice to see, because I was a little worried this one might get rushed. Round three goes to Charlie via a huge German suplex, which I thought kind of made Tony look a little weak, but I get it. That's kind of Charlie's gimmick. That's kind of, you know, Chad Gable also does it too as a finisher, so it makes sense. It just felt like for Tony that wasn't it. But round three goes to Charlie. Round four also goes the distance. And then there was like a 5-second break. I swear to you, that was not a full 15 seconds, unless I just got distracted being in that crowd and talking or whatever. But round four goes the distance with a 5-second break. The final round ends with and new Heritage Cup winner, Tony D'Angelo. Now, me and my friends, my NXT Renegades, we've been saying for a while now that we thought something was going to happen for Tony sooner or later, either a North American title or the NXT title. I didn't necessarily see the Heritage Cup coming, but I like it with them. Heritage, the family, they kind of go on and on, you know, hand in hand. It kind of works well together. So we'll see what happens here. Hopefully this doesn't create any sort of rift in the family. I'm still surprised they're here. I thought they were going to get drafted, but I'm happy for them. Congratulations, Tony. I'm happy you had your moment. We will see what happens next. Maybe you guys can go after the tag titles. Maybe you guys can try to get all the gold. That'd be pretty cool. Make it work out. Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, listening to me this week. I only have about 2 more episodes left to attend live in person before I hit the road and head out in Pennsylvania. So get used to this backdrop for like maybe another month. And then who knows how it's going to look after that, because I don't even know what my living situation is going to look like at this camp. But just know I'm still going to stay active. I'm still going to stay here. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, follow The Whip Show, Wrestling Heroes and Insiders Podcast. It's on Spotify, on YouTube, everything. Follow me on NXT with Najee. Check out all my socials here if you guys are watching on video. Follow me. I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much. See you.